Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Howard Boyden from Boyden Brothers in Conway. Maple sugarers, tis the season.
Oh, it's here. It's here.
With the flow coming out of the trees, with the warmer weather, and all of the backyard maple sugarers and all of the professionals out boiling like crazy. Did anybody ever call you Boylan Boyden?
No. They've got a lot of names.
I'm
going to
call you that from now on, Boylan Boyden.
You can call me that if you'd like.
You come from a long tradition of making maple syrup here in the Pioneer Valley, not only with your family that maybe immigrated to this country at one point, but even the Native American traditions of maple sugaring here.
Yes, I do. My grandfather on my father's side, the Boyden brothers' side, started maple sugaring in the early 1900s to supplement the dairy farm, the family farm's income, and he always told us, well, maple sugaring gets the men and horses in shape for summer. That's what got him started in it, and it was mostly to produce syrup for barter, and then it eventually became a small retail business. And my father, in 1966, built the sugar house right on Route 116, made a conscious decision to try and get it a little bit more open to the public. And he worked that until, unfortunately, his death in 1985 at a young age. And that's where I took over. And since then, my wife and I have been really putting it forth as a retail business that people are welcome to come and learn about maple.
And you mentioned before that on your mother's side.
Yes, all the way back to the Native Americans on my mother's side of the family. So I'm afraid it's in my DNA and I can't help myself. I have to sugar every spring.
You're still making maple syrup, but how's it going this year so far?
Well, it's going pretty well. I boiled my first boiling yesterday, made 59 gallons. So it was a good start for us. And the sap is running nice and sweet this year. And we made some beautiful syrup yesterday.
How many trees do you tap, Howard Boyden from Boyden Brothers?
That's kind of a moving target, but this year, this year we're going to be in the range of 3,000 or a little more. One unique thing that people should know about Boyden Brothers Maple is we only own maybe 10% of the amount of taps that we tap. And indeed, we tap people's front yards, we tap roadsides, we tap people's backyards and pastures, and we trade them maple syrup for their taps. So the people in the town of Conway are pretty much shareholders in the business.
The other question that comes when people want to purchase maple syrup is, it says grade A, it says grade B, it says dark amber, it says light amber. Walk us through the maple syrup tasting and the differences between the grade A, the grade B, the light, the dark.
The differences are pretty much purely scientific. Light amber syrup, you're going to find usually early in the season or when the sap is cold. Light amber syrup is mostly sucrose, which is a complex sugar. That boiled down before the sap has a chance to warm up will produce a light syrup with a very vanilla-y taste, I would almost say.
So we're going to taste it right now.
I'm going to give you a taste of it right now. This is some that was made yesterday.
What kind of adjectives will Monty use with maple syrup tasting?
A hint of diesel? No, I'm just kidding. It's nothing like that. No, it tastes delicious, but it is on this very much the sweeter side, the sugarier side, and maybe the less what people perceive as maple taste, you know?
This sap yesterday that I used was just about 38 gallons of sap to 1 gallon of syrup.
That's unbelievable.
So later on in the season, we're going to be getting some warmer sap, okay? So sap between 30 and 40 degrees when it comes into the sugar house will generally yield light amber syrup. 40 to 50 degree sap is going to make you medium amber syrup. And what has happened here is some of the naturally occurring yeast and bacteria that's in the atmosphere have begun to feed on this sugar in the sap. And when they do, they break that complex sugar down into simple sugars, dextrose and fructose. They caramelize differently. Now you're starting to get the classic maple flavor.
Absolutely. And that is the difference when I'm just tasting now this medium amber, right?
That's right. Now the third one here that I have is dark amber syrup. Okay, this is when your sap comes in, usually between 50 and 60 degrees, and that bacteria and yeast has had a little bit more time to work and caramelizes totally differently in the pan, and it gives you a much stronger flavor, even stronger than the medium.
I wouldn't say it's not sweet because it certainly still is,
but it's still sweet.
So rich and mapley.
Right. So we save a lot of our light amber syrup to make our candy and cream. Now, that's the maple cream you just
tasted.
Yeah,
I'm just tasting the maple cream, which is one of my favorite products
that
we make in New England.
That's how you know there's a God.
Smear that on some fried dough and your life will never be the same.
Yeah, 1,000 to 1,400 pounds a year we produce of maple cream.
Howard Boyden from Boyden Brothers in Conway, the maple sugarers. Grade A, grade B, what's the difference?
all right, these are USDA standards, okay, right now, and that's all changing. There's going to be new grade standards, but as of right now, grade A are your table syrups. That's your light, medium, and dark amber syrup. Grade B is considered a cooking or utility syrup. You can use that for a sweetener in your baked beans and whatnot. It's going to be a little strong for most people's palates to put on their pancakes. Grade B syrup is made at the very end of the season. That's when most of the sucrose has been broken down and it caramelizes into a very strong syrup and is generally used as a commercial grade.
I don't know if that makes me hardcore syrup lover because I generally prefer the grade B even on the pancakes, but I guess maybe to each their own.
Monty's a tough guy. So every weekend now you're open.
Every weekend through the month of March, usually first or second weekend in April also. And anytime people are driving by and see steam coming out the roof or a live body walking around, we're open. And if we're not, we'll turn the key and open up for you.
May every breakfast come underneath maple syrup.
Indeed. You betcha. Here, I could almost say amen to that. Howard Boyden from Boyden Brothers in Conway and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.